Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And there it is. The dynasty continues.
Always the loudest person in the group.
No,
usually
he
it's
wasn't.
Me, but
he it's wasn't. Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. That was our big game party.
Sure?
There was a lady there
all
last
I heard
night.
Was him.
There was a lady there last night said, "Hold my beer, Carson."
Yeah, so this is Nicole. Nicole was there with her fiance, Kate, and the two of them were just all in. And what was happening was Kate kept kind of inching closer to Nicole, and Nicole, like me, is very superstitious. And every time Kate would get close to Nicole, something bad would happen.
Yep.
So Nicole started yelling at her to get away.
What's your name and where are you from?
Nicole from Newmarket, New Hampshire.
And Nicole, who did you bring with you?
I came here with my fiance, Kate.
And what did you tell Kate just a few moments ago about where she's watching the game?
That she is not allowed to come on a certain side of the room. She can't cross the line.
Why is that, Nicole?
Because it's all about doing our part. We're all in this together. So stay in her lane, and we got this.
It's funny because I was sitting over at that table next to that guy over there.
Yeah.
And we were just doing so badly in the first quarter. I was like, I have to move. I have to get some different mojo. So I came and stood next to you.
If I have to, I will reseat everybody in this establishment to make sure we win. I'll do that. I'll take that responsibility.
She moved me twice.
Oh my
God. She did. She was yelling at Kennedy. I was like, I'm scared.
She also made me take like part of my clothes off. So.
Yeah.
Oh no. Well, I don't know if that had anything to do with the kiss.
Yes, actually it did.
There was a backstory to Kate. Now, do you know Kate? She used to be to Nicole. She was a former quarterback for the female football team that was here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. In Boston.
She was like Tony Romo standing next to me for the game. She would call out as soon as something happened. Yeah. She's like, oh, broken arm. Oh, that was hands to the face. Oh, that was defensive holding. She was
legal
calling
shift,
up.
Legal shift.
Yeah. She was calling the play.
She did know a lot.
Yeah, she was on amazing. It. It was fantastic. There's another piece of audio from her, and she wants you to run for office.
Well, yeah, this was part of the mojo thing, and she came over to me, and I brought my Patriots jacket. It was on the back of my chair, and she comes up to me, and she wanted to do something with it.
Why did you just come up to me and scream in my ear?
I said you should run for president.
Why is that?
Because you're level-headed. You're not emotional. You're making decisions based on rational, not emotions.
Exactly. And you came up to me and you said, hey, can I wear your jacket? And I said, we're not losing yet, so I don't want to change up the juju just yet. I can respect your hype. You know, you're very excited. You want 1,000 points. But right now, we're still winning. We're still doing good. The minute it changes, you can wear this jacket.
And that is why I love that New England has fans like you.
All right. Salt 2020.
Love it.
All right.
And Spalding 33.
Woo!
I don't know if she's running in 33. That's not an election
not year,
but I don't know.
No, that's her Instagram handle.
Oh, I'm assuming that's either her football number or what?
It's her Instagram. I looked her up.
Yeah.
I get those followers.
Salt 2020.
Love it.
You're level-headed?
I know. What? Well, I'm very rational when it comes to cheering for sports. Like, that's... I can, you know, respect when the other team does a good play or when my team messes up.
I hear that. Yeah. But, yeah.
Level-headed.
As opposed to what we got now. Come on.
All right.
Come on, guys.
All right. I agree.
Here's one more piece of audio. And now this is with her fiance, Kate. Is that right, Salt?
Oh, yeah. This was with Kate. And Kate said a couple things to me during the game that surprised me as, you know, her wife was right next to me.
My good friend Kate here, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Now, are you enjoying the game so far?
So far, I am. I carbo loaded before the game, so I'm now ready to
go.
Carbo loaded, huh? Just saw Jules rip off a 30-yard run. Right. How did that make you feel?
I don't know. I'm feeling like I'm sweating. My heart is racing. Like, this is just intense.
Yeah, but it was for a different reason. Now, you said something funny to me. You're like, I don't even like men, but Edelman.
You know, when you see Edelman, it's like, oh, you just got to appreciate a good-looking man. You know what I'm saying? Like, when he was holding that football in that, like, leap pose he had.
Yes.
It was like, all right.
Oh, you mean the body issue from ESPN when he was naked?
Exactly. exactly. You got to appreciate a good-looking man. Even when you don't go for him, you got to appreciate it.
Does your wife know about this?
She does. We look at it together. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah. There's a lot of you know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying. A lot of weights.
Went on last night.
If I have guns. To, I will reseat everybody in this establishment.
Oh, how many times did she say, let's go?
Oh, my God.
Dan was like, where are we going? What are we doing? Are we going? Let's go? Where are we going?
She wouldn't let, you know, it got to a point because the game got a little boring. It was very slow moving. And she was not having any of that and was encouraging everyone to get up off their butts. And because of them that we were losing.
She had me hype at 1 minute.
Same.
At one time, I grabbed the mic and I'm like,
let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pets! Let's go, Pets! Let's go, Pets!
And Dan did the same thing. He looked at me. He's like, where are we going? I'm like, shush.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.